Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for an opportunity once again to share the Word of God in the house of the Lord. And we give you praise and glory. We ask that you glorify yourself in the message of the Lord and let the entrance thereof bring light, even as your Word has declared. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, help in the time of trouble. And I'm going to start right here in Psalm 46. I preached a similar message like this before, a long time before, and we've touched on various things similar from time to time. But today, help in the time of trouble. Psalm 46, and I will start at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. In all those shakings, and in all those swellings, and in all the troublous times that may be around us, we will not fear. Our heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord, because God is our refuge and strength. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now listen to this. Also he says, the Lord of hosts, verse 7, is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And listen to verse 10. Be still, the Lord says, and know that I am God. Even in the midst of all the troubles, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our strength. Amen? Amen. Now our God, the Lord, is good. And he is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7. You know, though sometimes the word stronghold usually denotes something negative. Well, this is one scripture where it is used positively of our God. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7. The Lord is good. Yeah. Amen? Amen. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Yeah. And he knoweth those that trust in him. So our God is a stronghold. What does a stronghold mean? It means, you know, it's kind of like an anchor. That's what it means. You know, he's a stronghold. He will not let you go. Praise God. When I was a young man, my dad, he used to give me this illustration. He said, your walk with God is kind of like your hand or your arm clasped with God, kind of like this, you know. And I put the mic down to demonstrate this. You know, like your hand is holding the Lord like this, and he's holding you like this. You know, he gave me that illustration. That this is how it is. You know, he said, well, when the troubles of life come, you know, the troubles will shake you. Your hand is going to go like this. But the Lord got you still. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, and I always remember that. I said, look, you hold on to God. And even when you turn loose because problems, he will never turn you loose. Yeah. He's got you. Praise God. And I think, wow, that's a good one, you know. So the Lord has always got you. Amen. He will never let you go. And I will give you his very own statements here in the Bible to let you know. Of course, I know that you know that, but the Bible says, remind one another of these things, even though you already know them. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. You know, now, we know that our Lord Jesus Christ, he's gone ahead of us and he is a high priest for us over the house of God, making even, you know, atonement and making, you know, requests on our behalf and so forth. He stands in gap like nobody else can do. Hebrews chapter 4. And, you know, with this confidence that we know that the Lord is with us and praying for us, making intercession for the house of God, we are encouraged to come boldly to get help from him in the time of need. Hebrews 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, he's gone before us, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But he was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. Now that's boldly. Amen?
Amen,
amen people?
Amen.
Let's come boldly. Don't come timidly. Come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So God is a present help in the time of need. And you are encouraged to come boldly to him to get help. No matter what we are going through, let us come boldly to the Lord. Listen to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. Now, the psalmist, and I love to speak about David, because he represents so many things that I enjoy, you know, in relationship with God. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. So God is your help. Amen?
Amen.
My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Now he will not suffer your foot, you know, to be moved, or will not suffer to, he will not let go of your arm. Just the illustration I gave you. Amen. Even though you may let go, he will not let go of you. Amen. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. And I like this psalm, and every time I read it, I put my name in there. I like to say, behold, he that keepeth me shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper, and the Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day. I don't hear anybody else saying this with me. Let's try that again. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. The Lord is my help. Always look unto the Lord. And then is the help of man. Now God can use man, and he does use people. Amen. But it is God that uses them, that will stir them up to do something good for you. Even God can even make somebody that doesn't care anything about you to do something good for you. That's how great he is. You have to go and listen to the message table in the presence of your enemies, preached the first day of the year 2010, I think it was. God can do anything. He can make your enemies serve the table up in front of you. You know, that's how great God is. Amen? Praise God. You know, so God is good. You know, he can do all these things. Listen to this. Isaiah chapter 41. We're talking about God being our help, even in the time of trouble. And that God will never leave us nor forsake us, no matter what we are going through. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Well, I don't get an echo of amen in here. I will strengthen you, he says. Yea, I will help you. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, he said, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. That means everybody that plans and murders against you, all the people are muttering spirits, they will be ashamed and confounded. You know, they shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. Praise God. Thou shalt seek them and thou shalt not find them. Even they that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, even as a thing of naught. The Lord is going to blow them away. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold your right hand. Remember that illustration? You know, is this scriptural? That's right. I will hold your right hand. Hallelujah, somebody. Saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. You know, I'm not going to ever let you go. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And of course, Isaiah, you know, he knew this. And he said this for himself. You know, after the Lord told him this promise, listen to what Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. And I love this verse. I call it my declaration of faith, and I read it from time to time, Isaiah 50, verse 7. This is what Isaiah said after God told him what we just read. And he said, "For the Lord God will help me." Amen? "Therefore shall I not be confounded. Even no matter what trouble I am in, the Lord will help me. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint." I got my game face on. Amen? Oh, yes. "And I know that I will not be ashamed, because the Lord is going to help me." Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Lord is always going to be with you to protect you, to deliver you, and to guide you. Listen to some of the promises and how he's going to do that. Guess what he said? Isaiah 43 and verse 2. Now remember, no matter what, where you find yourself or what situation you find yourself in, the Lord is going to be with you. "When you pass through the waters." Now he didn't say if, but he said when. So you are going to pass through some waters. And you are going to pass through some fire or whatever, you know. "When thou passest through the waters," Isaiah 43 and verse 2, "I will be with thee." That's a promise. "And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." How many of you can say praise the Lord for that? Now remember, God said, "When you pass through," he didn't say when you enter into. Oh, no. When you enter into, that's a dead end. You're not coming out. But he said, "When you pass through." So God already prophesied that you are going to come out on the other side. Hallelujah, somebody. Even the psalmist said in Psalm 23, "When I pass through the shadow of the valley of death," because he knows he's coming out on the other side. That's why he said, "Pass through." Amen? Praise God. I've said this before, and I like to say it every time I'm on this subject, that when you ask, people even what they are going through, you know, or you say, "How are things going?" And people will say, "Well, I'm going through some stuff right now." Nobody ever says that I'm going into some stuff right now. Everybody always says, "I'm going through some stuff." Amen? So, by their own admission, they are already saying that they are coming out on the other side. Amen? Because that's what going through means. So you're going through. And God said, "Look, when you go through the waters, when you go through the rivers, I will be with you. They shall not overwhelm you. And even when you go through the flame," and we see there were three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that experienced this life. They threw them in the fire because of their testimony, but the Lord was with them. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So we know that is very, very real. Listen to this in Psalm 91. How God is going to protect and be with you even in trouble. Starting at verse 14 of Psalm 91, here's what the Lord had to say. Now, of course, you know, the whole Psalm 91, you can read about God's protection and so forth, but I'm not going to read all of it on account of time. Verse 14, "Because he has set his love upon me." God's talking about you. When you set your love on the Lord, he said, "Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name." Amen? "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation." Amen? Amen. Because you have set your love upon the Lord, you are anchored on his name. Therefore he will deliver you, he said. "And you shall call upon him, and he will answer you in trouble. No matter where you are, I will answer you," he said. Listen to this very wonderful promise. That when you are in trouble, and when you don't know which way to go, when you don't know how, you know, to turn to the left or the right, in Psalm 32 and verse 8, I love this verse. "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. and I will guide thee with mine eye. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord will guide you. He will instruct you. He will be with you in trouble. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 27. The eternal God is thy refuge. Hallelujah. And underneath are his everlasting arms. That means he will bear you up. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is good all the time. Can I get somebody to say amen to that? Listen to Psalm 31. Just a few verses here to show how the Lord will protect and guide and answer us in prayer. Psalm 31. Let me read from verse 9. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. See? For I am in trouble. Now, this is the kind of prayer you should pray when you are in trouble. You know, I've always said, look, when the saints and the elect cry out to God for his mercy, that's a prayer that God will not turn away from. When you cry out for his mercy. Now, I am in trouble, Lord. He said, have mercy upon me. My eyes consumed with grief. You know, some of you might resemble this remark. You know, my eyes consumed with grief. You know, things are not going well with me. My soul and my belly, you know, and so forth. My life is up, you know, grief. It's all of these things. He just began to put out all his complaints. And he said, even my bones are consumed and so on, you know. But that's the time that you must cry unto the Lord. And the Lord will hear you and he will deliver you. Amen. Amen, people. He will be with you. Even in Psalm 102, he begins to describe some of his experiences when he went through some hard times, some trouble. He said, look, I'm like an owl in the desert. I'm like a pelican in the night. You know, I'm withered like the grass and so forth. But he said, look, I will reach out to the Lord because the Lord will help me in the time of my trouble. Amen. Praise God. Listen to the promise that God gives to you when you reach out to him, even when you are in trouble. You can read all of Psalm 102, but I'm only going to read a few verses of Psalm 102, starting at verse 12. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, you know, thy remembrance to all generations. Thou shalt arise, and thou shalt have mercy upon me. Because the time to favor Zion has come, the Bible says. So God is going to help you even in the time of trouble. He will arise and he will help you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, listen to this. You know, I want you to know that God, you know, he has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Now, so when you are going through the night hours, remember the Lord is going to be there with you. Amen. He will even turn your sorrow into mourning. He's a very present help in the time of need. Psalm 30, verses 10 to 12 will tell you how the Lord is able to turn things around for you. No matter the trouble you are going through, no matter how dark the night seems to be right now, listen to this. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Remember, you always have to cry out for the Lord's mercy for him to help you. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, and be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Amen, somebody. That's what the Lord will do for you when you cry out, you know, and so forth. And he, you know, he said, look, he have put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory should sing praise unto thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Can I get somebody to give the Lord a hand clap for that? Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a hand clap in the house right here. Has the Lord turned your mourning to dancing? Yes, and even if he hasn't, he will. Amen? You hang in there like the message last week. You be patient. Wait patiently for the Lord. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God has many, many wonderful promises for us in the Bible. In this same Psalm 30 that we just read, listen to verse 5. He says, his anger may endure for a moment, but in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Can I get an amen on that? So there may be some night hours that we go through, and everybody goes through this, the cycles of joy and triumph and great victory, and then there's cycles of challenges and various things like that. And it's kind of like, you know, night when it's dark and so forth. And you say, where is my God? Where is my help? The Lord is right there. He's closer than your breath. You just need to look unto him and be saved. Amen. I will never leave you. In time of trouble, he is very, very present. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now hear the what the God of all comfort. Hear what he has to say to bring comfort to you. Isaiah chapter 40. This is the God of all comfort. And here's what he says. Listen to this. Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people. That's Isaiah 40 verse 1. Say your God. Speak comfortably. And I want to speak comfortably to you this morning. Say, speak comfortably to Jerusalem. And cry unto her that our warfare is accomplished. I want to speak comfortably to you this morning. That God will help you. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Every valley in your life shall be exalted. That's verse 4 of Isaiah 40. And every mountain and hill and everything that stands in front of you that is blocking your way shall be brought low. Amen. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places shall be made plain. And the glory of the Lord, because of his help for you, shall be revealed. And when all flesh see it, they shall glorify the name of the Lord, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to this, Isaiah 54. Just a few exhortations here from the word of God that you will hear directly from his word. Amen. Praise God. Now, Isaiah 54. Let me read from verse 10. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed. You know, all these things can happen, even, you know, like the swelling thereof, though this thing, you know, the psalmist said, look, though all of these things happen and so forth, say, yet we shall not be moved. Though mountains be moved, hills be removed, and all these things. But here's what the Lord said, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy upon you. Hallelujah. Every time I read about the mercy of God, you know, I just, I just break down every time I read about his mercy. Because it's all about his mercy. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed to and fro with the tempest, and not comforted. Listen to the word of the Lord today. He said, look, I will lay your stones with fair colors and thy foundations with sapphires. I will anchor you. Amen. I will never leave you. I will hold your right hand. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Listen to this in verse 13. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Can I get somebody to claim that?
Amen.
Great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall thou be established. Hallelujah. Thou shalt be far from oppression. And thou shalt be far from fear and from terror. For it shall not even come near you. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? All these wonderful promises. Isaiah 49. Let me read verse 13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and he will have mercy on those that are afflicted. Amen. The Lord will help you in the time of trouble. He will have mercy upon you. Listen to what, you know, the Lord challenges his people. He said, look, but in spite of all my promises, Zion said in verse 14 of Isaiah chapter 49, the Lord has forsaken me. Now this is like the people of God. They say, look, the Lord has forsaken me because I have these problems. But the Lord said, I will never leave you. I'm a very present help in trouble. You know, they said, oh, and then the Lord, he asked them that, can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Well, and the Lord said, well, even if a woman forgets, yet I will never forget you. Isn't that powerful? I will never forget you, saith the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord will give you rest. Even though you are being troubled on every side and so forth, don't worry about it. You know, Paul said, look, we are troubled on every side, but yet we are not perplexed. Amen, somebody. And no matter what the enemy throws against us, we will not be discouraged. Exodus chapter 33. The Lord is going to give you rest. And verse 14. Exodus 33. And verse 14. He says, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. This is his promise. He will be with you in trouble. He said, my presence will be there with you, and I will give you rest. Now, what I want you to do is, anytime you get into any kind of trouble, you take the first step towards the Lord, and he will run towards you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. There's a story that I love very well that illustrates that. It's in Luke chapter 15. You can read all of it. People call it the prodigal son story. You know, but I love this verse in Luke chapter 15 and verse 20. I love the whole story, you know. Luke chapter 15 verse 20 brings out a viewpoint, which is what I just said. If you take the first step towards the Lord, you know, he will run towards you. Amen. This man who, you know, went and squandered, you know, his inheritance and got into all kinds of trouble. Finally, one day, he came to his senses and he said, look, I got to go back, you know, to my father and so forth. Verse 20 says, and he arose and came to his father. He took the first step, you know. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran towards him. Hallelujah, somebody. Mercy will run towards you every time. All you have to do is call out for his mercy. The Lord is very present in the time of trouble. Are you going through any kind of trouble right now? You know, it doesn't matter whether it's little trouble, big trouble, what is called insurmountable trouble, whatever you might think it is, God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Now, sometimes you may even have trouble on your job. You know, God will help you. Amen. All you have to do is cry out to the Lord. Let's stand to our feet here this morning and let's ask the Lord to help us in the time of trouble. Any kind of trouble, you know, that we may be in from time to time, the Lord is going to help us. Amen. And I want us to declare this together. I like to call it my declaration of faith. I read it during this short exhortation, and I'm going to go back to it. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. I want us to declare this together. Now, we have just preached a short message here that tells you that the Lord is a present help for you in the time of trouble. And I want you to believe that and then declare for yourself that the Lord is going to help you. Because that's what we just preached. Amen? So let's say it together. It's on the screen. For the Lord God will do what? Will help me. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. Therefore, have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Can you say amen? Amen. The Lord will help you. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And he is going to lift up the help of his countenance upon you. No matter what you are going through, no matter which situation you find yourself in, remember, when Jesus is in the boat, the boat cannot sink. Praise God. When he's in the boat, one time he told the disciples, let us go over to the other side. Let us cross over. That's what Jesus said. He didn't say, let us go and perish in the middle of the sea. Let us cross over. Let's go through to the other side. Amen? And as soon as Jesus said that, because he knew what he said, he went and slept. You know, the storm may come. He didn't bother the Lord at all. You know, the storm came and all of that happened and so forth. And Jesus was sleeping in the back. And the people went and roused him up and said, look, Lord, don't you care that we perish? You know, that's just like people today. Every time they are in any kind of trouble, they forget that Jesus is in the boat. Amen? Jesus is in the boat. That boat cannot sink. In fact, the Lord, he had no intention of rebuking the storm at all. He wanted to just ride out the storm. Let the storm do its thing. You know, we are going to the other side. Amen. That's what Jesus said. Never mind the storm. Amen. The end of the matter is this. It's like picking up a book and looking at the epilogue or the last chapter first before you read the beginning. Amen? Amen. The end of the matter is you are going to the other side. You can read the end of the book from the beginning. The end is we've got the victory. That's the end. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. It doesn't matter what I'm going through now. The end of the story, the epilogue, that's the final chapter, is that I am triumphant. And I will arrive on the other side. I will go through this. Even God, sometimes God will put you in the eye of the storm. That's right. He will do that too. But he will never leave you in that storm. He will be right there with you. Praise God. And he will hold your hand. And you just got to believe that as long as he is in your boat, that boat ain't sinking. Amen. Amen. Lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord for that. As long as Jesus is in your boat, he will help you. You will sail clearly to the other side. Well, the tempest may rise, the storms may blow and all of these things and so forth, but it doesn't matter. They are just doing their own thing. You know, you are going to arrive on the other side. You are going to arrive safely on the shore because the Lord is in your boat. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I will never leave you nor forsake you. When you pass through the fire, I will be with you. When you pass through the waters, I will be there with you. When you are in trouble, I will hear you. When you call upon me, and I will deliver you. I will show you my salvation. And I will satisfy you with long life. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I will even instruct you in the way that you should go. How you are going to get out of the trouble, I will instruct you how to get out of that trouble. And I will guide you with my eye. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And my presence shall be with you. My presence shall go with you. And I will give you rest. I will bring you to a place of rest. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said, the Lord our God shall restore. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And you shall bless the name of the Lord your God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all these precious promises. The Bible says that by these promises we are made partakers of the divine nature. Thank you for these promises that you have given us, because, you know, with these promises we are assured of your divine and your steadfast love for us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And we know that you are with us in the storm. Even though the storm is blowing, we know that you are right there with us. Blessed be the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that this boat, our boat, can never sink as long as you are there with us in the boat. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus. You know that even though the winds may blow, even though the clouds may be dark, we know that we are still going to march on in faith because the Lord is with us. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Father, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. And everybody says amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, be excited and praise the name of the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.